Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Headed to the plantation. And, man, to continue on with this Will Smith stuff. You saw what Paul Rodriguez did, right? Paul Rodriguez was a co-star of his in this movie called Ali. Movie came out, I don't know, damn near 20 years ago, maybe 18 years ago. And everybody was young. It was like Jamie Foxx, you know, getting his role. Everybody was, they had their role. So Paul Rodriguez, after this slap scandal, he had came out and said, yeah, Will was just a complete ass to me. He was unnecessarily rude to me. And like, wow, okay. Like I said, when I read Will Smith's book, I know it was a lot of stuff that he was omitting. I know it was a lot of stuff that he was putting in there to try to make himself look good, but I knew it was a lot of stuff that he was omitting. And even Tommy Davidson came out and he confirmed what I said on the broadcast I did a couple days ago, where I was talking about Tommy Davidson had a run-in with Will Smith, kind of over the same kind of situation. So, you know, Tommy Davidson tried to sell them books. So he came out and kind of tried to take advantage of the situation where he had all this publicity to kind of sell some books. But this goes to show you, man, when you mess up, you know what I'm saying, something happens, there's no shortage of people to dogpile on you, right? Like, this dude Paul Rodriguez could have told this story 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying, 13 years ago. No. He waits until... He waits until, you know, Will Smith is in some kind of situation where he looks like a clown, and he says, yeah, let me kind of dogpile on this guy then. But the thing is, if he does it 15 years ago, it's kind of like, all right, well, he's a hater, and what he said may have been, you know, later became true. But he's going to look like a hater, because he's going to be like, dude, why are you hating on him? You're just a no-name, D-list actor. Why are you hating on Will Smith? But people go back to that and they say, well, Paul Rodriguez told us. He told us this. I just don't like when people, when somebody's down, then you come out. It's kind of like the whole Cosby thing. Like Cosby, I'm not saying he didn't do it, but I'm just saying that when Cosby's down and Cosby's in prison now, all of these people become brave and they talk about all these asshole stories of like Bill Cosby. It's like, why couldn't you tell this story, you know, when like 10 years before this happened or 5 years before this happened? Why wait 15, 20 years later when a guy gets into something to kind of like dogpile him? It's just something that I've noticed with a lot of celebrities. Especially like these celebrities that have this like narcissist complex. You know, Will Smith is a narcissist, dude. When you read his book, there's no like shortage of him like praising himself. And I guess you kind of need that, you know, to get to that level of acting skill and all of that. But I'm just saying, it's crazy that now people are seeing what the hell I'm saying, what I'm talking about. Like I said, it doesn't matter with black people. Black people don't really have the ability to counsel you like that. You know, it's them people up top. It's them folks up top, right? It's them white men up top that we don't see that are pausing movies. Like right now, Will Smith has Bad Boys 4 paused right now. The people that are involved with Bad Boys 4, they're pausing it. All right, and then he had another film with Netflix called Fast and something. I forget what it was called. Fast and I forget what it's called. But that's being put to the side. Right? So it's like, this stuff is starting to, this stuff just is starting to take effect. I've seen it happen with Mel Gibson. When Mel Gibson, when he said a slur that rhymes with bike, when he said that, and he started talking about some anti-Semitism stuff, they did the same thing to Mel Gibson. You know, and you saw how crazy, what type of stuff they made. What's that guy's name? They made Nick Cannon do. The type of groveling and begging he had to do just to get, you know, just to get some of that money back that he was losing. Initially, he was like, yeah, I'm not going to apologize for what I said. And black people and all these black people that supported Nick, they had his back. But that black support didn't matter because he knew. He knew that Viacom held the keys to a lot of his financial income. And you pissed off Viacom. He pissed off two or three, or maybe even four or five different portals of income. You see what I mean? So it's like, I think you need to come out and apologize. So they're going to make him suffer for that. And like I said, we're going to sit up here and see. The slap don't look so fake now that they didn't pause the. They didn't pause a few movies. The smack don't look so fake now. It's very, very real. Because it's some real, real consequences. And that's what I was saying. I'm like, dude, there's going to be some real consequences for that. There's going to be some real consequences for that. Another thing that I noticed. Something else that I noticed. Okay, so there's like this campaign because I've been talking with my homegirl and I've been sending her, you know, memes and stuff like that. She tell me, man, nah, Chris Rock is a coon. Chris Rock been disrespecting black women in front of white people for a long time. That's what he deserves. So she's kind of like on this F Chris Rock deal. And she's on some stuff like, yeah, he deserved it. She sent me a TikTok where this Muslim woman was rapping and talking about protect back black women and all of this. So I sent her back Corey Holcomb's response. Because, you know, Corey Holcomb had a wild response to the slap. Y'all could go on YouTube to see that. It's wild. It's so wild. I don't feel like repeating it, but it's wild. It definitely had me laughing, though, because I felt like a lot of stuff he was saying, it was real. So, you know, I just don't get it. I say, a lot of the hate that Jada gets is because of that lifestyle that they live. It's a very confusing lifestyle. It's very weird. Even in the book, Will says that Jada is against traditional marriage. Right? And in the book, at least, he doesn't fess up to the open relationship. Now, outside the book, he has admitted that they have an open relationship. But in the book, he speaks nothing about their open relationship. He speaks nothing about escapades that he's had with different actresses or escapades that she had with different actors. These are things that you can pull up on the internet and see you know, they have a very, very odd, non-traditional marriage. So they believe in, like, they're kind of like poly, you know, like one of these poly couples and stuff, like where they believe that this is, it's very weird, man. Like I say, you've always heard Will Smith allude to it with weird language. Like he'll say stuff like, I can't make my wife happy. It's not my job to make my wife happy. She has to make herself happy. Like, it's weird, weird, strange stuff. You know what I mean? But it's like, you can't have a non-traditional marriage. In my mind, you can't have a non-traditional marriage in one hand. And then, like, pick and choose where you want to have this traditional protect my wife, protect my marriage. And then you have all of these people, like, defending him. And it's like, dude, a lot of y'all ain't married, number one. Ain't married. Ain't got no intention of getting married. You know, there's that. Like, you're not married. You have no intention of getting married. You're speaking about stuff, and you're nowhere near that level. Like, you haven't accomplished the things that Will Smith has accomplished, and you're talking about what you would have done, or if you were Chris Rock, what you would have done, or it's like you haven't even accomplished. This wasn't like. People are almost making it seem like Terry Crews, where he got fondled on by the white man type of deal. Like, nah, it wasn't that crazy. It was crazy, but it wasn't that crazy. And it was something that Chris Rock, you know, he could have fought back, but boy, that would have been. I mean. Nigga, I mean, it would have been nonstop. It would have been crazier than what it already is. So, you know, I get Chris Rock his problems. Like, he handled it like a G, but boy, you know what I mean? A lot of different comedians, they couldn't be in that spot. They couldn't be in that position. They wouldn't have that composure. So, you know. This whole thing about protect black women, it's like, no, you got to be worthy of protecting. You see, you don't kick no jokes on Pauletta Washington, who's Denzel Washington's wife, because Denzel Washington holds his wife in a high regard. You know, they keep all of their business in the house. You know, they whatever business they got, they keep it inside the house. They keep it private. But when you got red table talks and you put all your business out there, how can you expect people to not crack jokes if everything that is in your relationship you've made public? You've made public the entanglement. You know what I mean? You've made public all of this stuff, right? And, you know, like I said, it's just one of the strangest things that I've ever seen. And, you know, I didn't really realize how Jada has such a cult following, because I'm like, really, dude? Y'all really following her? Like, I mean, it's a lot of women that are really caping for Jada Pinkett. I know she's had some success with a couple beauty products. Like, she opened up a store, I believe, in the Fox Hills or the Westfield Mall. Her and her mom, they had, like, some successful business ventures. I think it's called Carol's Daughter. I might be wrong, but I know that they have a successful business where they're launching like beauty products, and I'm quite sure. I don't know if it's still in business, but at one point I know business was booming. So I didn't realize how much of a cult following they had to this stuff happen, because it's a lot of people like, man, yeah, dude, she's been talking about alopecia for years. And I'm like, even my wife was telling me, and I'm like, dude, I don't follow Jada Pinkett like that. I honestly did not know she had alopecia. She's like, yeah, she has alopecia. I'm like, most people don't know that. I mean, if you go up to 10 or you go up to 10 to 15 random people, I mean, now they know she has alopecia, because it's pretty much all over the news and it's been like a big subject. But for most people, man, they didn't know nothing about her. Most people that's not Jada Pinkett fans, they did not know anything about an alopecia. They just thought that she just was, you know, she was just wearing that hairstyle. But, you know, like I said, I'm just a fly on the wall. I'm just a fly on the wall. I'm watching all this stuff unfold. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see how things turn out. They still haven't came with a decision about what they're going to do. Like, you know, how long they're going to suspend him, if they're going to permanently ban him. But it's going to be very, very interesting to see. But, yeah, man, very, very strange. Very, very strange line of events that happened within the past week and a half. And I'm out.